USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Egypt has put forward a proposal for a new Gaza ceasefire agreement as war rages on between Israel and Hamas.
This amidst newer reports of Palestinian deaths at a refugee camp, reportedly linked to Israeli airstrikes. Egypt's ceasefire proposal, though, falls short of Israel's demands. It would not allow for Israeli troops to remain in Gaza after the war with Hamas is concluded. The Egyptian proposal also allows for Hamas to remain, which Israel considers a non-starter. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Israel declaring near total control over the northern Gaza Strip after conducting overnight bombings, resulting in more than a dozen casualties in intense weekend fighting. President Biden, following a lengthy phone conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, said that he is not urging for a ceasefire despite mounting pressure to do so. The developments underscore the ongoing conflict's complexities and diplomatic challenges. The Biden administration continuing to speak out against anti-Semitic threats in our country.
The war between Israel and Hamas has led to a rise in anti-Semitism across the United States. The U.S. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco joins ABC's This Week and says the United States is facing what she calls a very challenging threat environment.
We have seen a significant uptick in threats of violence and violence, particularly directed at the Jewish community.
The latest incident saw a Starbucks and a Walgreens in Oakland, California, vandalized with anti-Israel graffiti and broken windows. I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA News.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 24-7, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South. In the entertainment capital of the world, the Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
A federal judge has ruled against the social media company X, formerly known as Twitter, saying it violated its contract with employees. Back in June, a lawsuit was filed after the company promised millions of employees they'd receive half of their bonuses before and after Elon Musk purchased the company in 2022. They never delivered on that promise. X's lawyers say it was just an oral promise and that it need not be upheld legally. On Friday, the judge sided with employees and ruled the company did, in fact, violate its contract. Most Americans are not able to afford to buy homes listed for sale in the U.S. That's according to a recent report released by national real estate analysts Redfin. The company reviewed listings from the top 97 metro areas in the country and found just 15% of the homes for sale were affordable for the average U.S. family. That's down from last year, when closer to 20% of the listed homes were considered affordable. There's also a lower number of homes for sale in general across the U.S. housing market. The Powerball jackpot nearing $640 million for the Christmas Day drawing, with lottery officials noting an estimated cash value of $321 million. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.